You're on the air. Okay, today's daf is Tes Zayin. We start from the new Perek. Misha Omar. Okay, Tes Zayin, Omar Aleph, yeah, the new Perek.
Machine's on, everybody,
okay. Yep. Misha Omar, Hareni Nozir. So the most of this Mishnah we already explained in the first parak, so everyone no doubt remembers and is very clear on all of these nuances that we had in the first parak. So we shouldn't have to explain anything, but we'll try anyway. Mishnah Mareni Nozir Magaleach Yoim Shloishim VeEchod. So if you remember, we had this argument between Rav Masna and Bar Poda whether Stam Nazirus is 30 days or 29 days, and we actually brought this Mishnah to try to prove it was 30. And he said, no, it depends on whether he says, according to Rapport, if he says 30, then it is 30. Shleimim, if he doesn't say 30, then it's 29. According to Rav Masna, it was 30. It's just 30. 30 means 30. So, therefore, the appropriate time for him to do the haircut and the finishing off the Nazirus is on day 31. But if he did it on day 30, yotza, then he is fulfilled his obligation. So according to Bar Poda uses this to show that really it's only 29 days, and Rav Masna will say because mitzvah kikuloi, so since he did part of day 30, then it counts as day 30. So even though in the first instance he should cut his hair on the 31st day, but if he cut his hair on the 30th day, that will be okay. If he says, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days, then im gilach liyom shloshim lo yotza. So the first case, he didn't actually say 30 days, he just said Hareni Nazir. So then, stam is 29 days, other stam is 30, but mitzvah kekulei. But if he says shloshim yoim, then he means 30 whole days. So then if he cuts his hair on the 30th day, he hasn't done his 30 whole days, and therefore he's not yotza. Misha Nozar Shtei Naziris. Someone, now let's say a person promises to be a Nozir two times consecutively. Yeah, so 30 days plus 30 days. But once you start mixing in the part day counts, then you get all confused. So let's see if we can work it out. Says the Mishnah, a person made a promise to be Shtei Naziris twice, two in a row Nozirs. Is Megalech HaSavishena Yem Shleshim VeEchad. So like we said before, Naziris A, he's 30 days. So when is the appropriate haircut time? Day 31. V'yes hashniya, yoim shishim ve'echor. And the second one, so day 31, what we're going to say is that he cuts his hair on day 31, but that also counts as day 1 of Nazirus B, and therefore, after 30 days of that, will be the 60th day from when he started, and day 61 is now the time for the haircut. So the punchline is that in the middle, day 31, when he cut his hair for the first Nazirus, it was actually day 1 of the second Nazirus.
62,
that's right, 61 altogether.
If he makes the condition, it'll be a day gap.
Okay, but we're talking about what he just said, two in a row. V'im gilach eser rishona yom shloishim. If he did what we said in the ratio was b'di'evid, that even though he should do the 31st day, but if he did the 30th day, it's good enough. And once he cut his hair from the first one on the 30th, that means that becomes day 1 of the second Nazirus. Yeah? Is therefore Megaleach Hashniya Yom Shishim. Shishim doesn't have to wait till 61 because now he's already started on day 30. So the second Nazirus finishes therefore on day 59, and day 60 is the right day to cut his hair. But and again the same thing. The right day is on day 60. But im gilach yom shishim chaserecha. But if he did the 59th day, is also yatsa. Yeah. So therefore, what are we saying here that really. The 30th day b'di'evid works, and therefore for two of them, the 59th day will work. Because you've got two leniencies, if you like. One is that mitzvah yom kikuloi, and two, that the day that you cut your hair from the first one counts as day one of the second one. Okay? So therefore, b'di'evid.
Just ask, yeah. Nothing to do. Why would you use this lotion of Shishim Choser Echot?
Why not 59?
Yeah. Chamishim V'teisha. Melech HaShabbos also, you say Arboim Choser Echot.
Maybe it's easier to remember that way, I don't know. I think in this case, I can tell you, Balabatish, that because you would think it's supposed to be 60. Yeah? So he says, so in this case, it's a day early. So it's 60 less a day. But you're right, the Gemara uses that expression very often. It's when it's close to a number. Gemara, the normal expression is, you know, if the number is 999, it'll go 1,000 less one. That's true. Okay. Okay, so that's the second case. Then comes an Eidus. Vizu Eidus Heir of Paphias. This was a testimony that was testified by Rav Paphias. Al Misha Noza Shtei Nazir, someone who promised two consecutive Naziruses. Sheim Gilach Eser Yishere Yom Shloshim, that even though he should have done, it's a Lechatchila, he should do the 31st. But if he cut his hair for the first one and he finished it on day 30, Megaleach Eser Shnia, on the side here, Yom Shishim, then he should, he takes out the Lamed, I don't know what the difference is. He cuts his hair Lechatchila on the 60th day because day 30 counted as day 1 of the second lot. Then in Gilach Leyoim Shishim Chasarechan, and if he ended up cutting his hair on the 59th day, which is the 30th day of the second Nazirus, is also Yotza. So Yoim Shloshim Ola Loimin Haminyan. The 30th day counts both for the one that's finishing and also as day 1 of the one that is starting. Okay, next one. Misha Omar Harini Nazir. Then we have a guy who says he's a Nazir. And what happened was, Nitzma Yom Shloshim. What happens if he became Tomei on the 30th day and he hasn't finished his ceremony yet? His closing ceremony hasn't been done yet. Is then Soyser Esakol. He has to start all over again. Nebuch. Lucky man. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Eina Soyser Elo Shiva. No, he doesn't start all over again. He needs only to do 7 days because since he is, it's already a time when he could be finished if he would have been a bit quicker. So that's called already after Malois, you mean he's right. So he doesn't need to do 30 days again. Why does he need 7 days, as we're going to say? Because he needs to become Toher. He became Tomei Mei, so he needs to become Toher. Therefore, the 7 days is only that he needs to have 7 days Betara so that he can do a Tiglacha Satara. He can do the closing ceremony as a Toher Nozer. He needs 7 days to get himself Toher. So therefore, it's only Sois of the 7 days. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says.
Because he's had this tumor, he's got to bring the kabbonis of a tomei.
Yeah, okay, that's a separate issue. But what about the days? How many days do you have to count after he does that? So according to Tanakam, he has to do a whole 30 days again. According to Belezer, he just needs 7 days to make himself tomei.
What comes first, the haircut or the
haircut's the last thing.
The haircut's the last thing. So, as we said the other day, he does the carbonis and then he cuts his hair and shoves it underneath the pot
where the
cauldron's bubbling the zroya b'shela min ha'ayil.
So here, in fact, you've got more than this issue that we have when days overlap, 100 in 20 days time and all.
Yeah.
So you've got an actual situation where he actually brings carbonis because he became Tommy, and still he just counts a number of extra missing days.
Yeah, the stuff we were talking about before was if you were sort of in the middle of two, one was paused and then you started the other one. If you became Tomei, does that cancel the first one? That was the machlokes we have with Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish. Yeah, this is just talking about one Nazirus. But the point here is that he became Tomei after time was up. So time was up, but he didn't do the closing ceremony yet. Yeah, so therefore he's not really finished. So according to the first Tana, he's got to start all over again. I don't care if time was up. And according to Blazer, no, since time was up, even though he didn't do it. He didn't do this closing ceremony yet. He only needs to do 7 days more in order to be Toher for his Tiglachas Atara. If he says, Hareini Nozer Shloshim Yoim, if he says, I'm going to be 30 complete days, well, so that's the Chiluk. In the first case, was talking about where he just said Hareini Nozer.
Stam.
So Hareini Nozer Stam is either 29 days according to Rav Poda or Mitzvah Pekula according to Rav Master. So either way, the 30th day would be okay, like we said in the Reisha. Yeah, that a Nozir Stam, if he had his hair cut on the 30th day, is good. And therefore, since this guy could have done it on the 30th day, that's called after Malois. But if he says, I'm going to do it for 30 days, just like we said before in the Mishnah, if a guy says, I'm doing it 30 days, it means 30 complete days. And therefore, 30th day is not the time's up. Therefore, Sir also, already Nozir Shloshim Yoim, then 30 days is not time's up. Time's not up until he finishes 30 complete days. And therefore, Nitma Yoim Shloshim, which became Tommy on the 30th day, it for sure was not time's up, and therefore Soyser Esakol, everybody will agree, since he became Tommy before time's up, then when the Pasuk says, Ayama Rishenim Yiplu, that the days that he counted till now is bad luck, and he's got to start all over again. What happens if he's had already nozer meya yaim? If he's got, he gave himself an extra long nazirus. He said, I'm going to be a nozer for 100 days. And then nitzma yoim meya. On the 100th day, he has become tamei. So now it's definitely not finished, right? Because because time's not up until he finishes 100 complete days. Because when his person says a number of days, that implies complete days. The only thing is that how much does he have to do again? Does he have to do the whole 100 again? Or do we say, no, hang on. to do an Aziris again could be 30 days. So that's the machlokes. So according to the first Tana, Soyser es hakol, he's got to do his 100 all over again, because if we can't tell him in the middle, bad luck, the whole thing doesn't count. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says, yes, it's bad luck, but it's not that bad luck, because he needs to do an Aziris again. When we say that he became Tommy before the end, so therefore he needs to do another Nazirus, but the other Nazirus that he needs to do is not the full 100 days, just a normal 30-day minimum wage
situation. So that
situation.
99 days that he did, do we count that as a Nazirus, or because it never finished?
What do you mean by count it?
I'm saying... He made a shua.
He didn't make a shua. He made a neder nazir, and that he's following the rules. Do we count it? Yeah, he was a nazir at that time. Yes, but what do you mean count it in the book of when God's up there? No, that's why he has to do it again. No, he's not Yoitzer's neder. He has to do it again. That's the whole thing. Yeah. Rabbi Lazar Eimer Enes Asher Shiva. And then, therefore, what do we say over here? If he be, I skipped up. So therefore, if it's on the 100th day, then it's either everything according to Tanakama, or he needs only 30 days work according to Abelezer. If it's Nitma Meya Ve'echod, so 101st day, so now time is up definitely, but he didn't do the Kabbalists yet, but the time was up, is then, according to Tanakama, like he said before, even though time is up, but you didn't... But you didn't do the ceremony yet, so bad luck, you need to do another Nazirus. But this time he says only 30 days. And Rabbi Lezer, Omer, in a social shiva, this is Rabbi Lezer Lashitasai. Rabbi Lezer says if time was up, then you're finished. All you need is 7 days, according to Rabbi Lezer, to make him tahor. Yeah, because he has to do the closing ceremony 7 days later, and he can only do that if he keeps those 7 days, and he'll do it to Glachas Tahara. Okay, so it's not too bad to understand that. Okay, says the Gemara.
Can't translate it.
The Gemara quotes that what we said in the Mishnah was Mishama Reni Nazir Vinitma Yom Shloshim Seish Vesakol. So the Gemara says that. So the first part of the Mishnah, like we said, we really discussed it all in the first parak. So the Gemara doesn't even review the first part. We go straight to the last part. The last part of the Mishnah was someone who said he's going to be a Nazir Stam. He didn't announce a number of days. Yeah. So therefore, the 30th day is Bidiyevid times up. Yeah. At least, so therefore, that could be a time when he could have brought the Karbonis. But he became Tomei, Yom Shloshim became Tomei on that day before he brought the Karbonis. Is Seiser Es HaKol. So the first Tana says it's considered that he became Tomei before he was finished, and therefore he has to start all over again. And Rabbi Eliezer Reimer, Ena Seiser El HaShiv. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, he's finished, time was up, he's done his time. All he needs is 7 days in order to do the Glachas Tahara, because, turn the page, Kasavar Abelezer Kol Achar Melois. Once he became Tomei after time was up, Achar Melois, I translate, after he filled the days. Yeah. So the days are up, so the time was up, just he didn't do the ending procedure. Therefore, only Shiva Soiser, he only needs to redo 7 days.
In other words, just become Toher and finish.
Yeah, so as so Rashi brings, because he needs to bring a... Because he needs to bring a carbon tower, and he also brings another reason, because in order to do the tiglachas, b'chlal you need 7 days for your hair to be long enough to cut.
That's the minimum.
Yeah, you can't have a haircut. It's like, you know, the barber when he gives you a 2-for-1 offer. Like, you have two haircuts at once, so that doesn't really help you much. So you have to wait till it grows a little bit before you have another haircut. So you don't need the full 30 days, but at least you need 7 days so that you got, you know, 5 o'clock shadows. I think you can, you know, you can do some. The Kabbonis is at the end.
So here, 31st day.
No, if he does the haircut on the 30, if he's taking the Mitzvah Kekula and does the early shift, then he would do the Karbonis Nagel. The Karbonis actually come first. A Stam Nozir, it should be on the 31st. Should be on the 31st, but if he did it on the 30th, he said he's Yoitzer, because we say
so
Parliament Nagel.
So you bring his Nazir's finishing Karbonis and his Tomah Karbonis on the one day.
So Chayfa dies.
Wouldn't he? Because he can't bring his Tumah Kabbonis until he's got rid of his Tumah. To bring his Kabbonis. Or can he send somebody to the Bessar
No, it's when he becomes Torah again, he brings the Kabbonis.
Exactly, so on that day.
So he would end up doing the Glachas Atul, they would do the Tumah and Tara on the same day. Sounds a bit strange, doesn't it? Well, I guess maybe he'd have to say that. Okay. No! No, according to Rabbi Elazar, there's no tumah. There's no tiglachas tumah over here.
Oh, okay.
Because he was finished.
Oh, okay, right.
Right. So there's no tumah. There's only tiglachas tara. Okay. Right. Second line from the top. Hareni nazir shloshim yom benit meyom shloshim. This is the last case in the Mishnah where he announced 30 days. When he announces that it's 30 days, then it's 30 complete days, and therefore he cannot do it on the 30th day if he feels like it. And therefore, if nit meyom shloshim, if he became tomei on that 30th day, is definitely not time is up, and therefore seiser es hakol, and then he has to start all over again. And in that case, lo polig Rabbi Elazar. Why Rabbi Elazar doesn't argue the amar shlemi? Because when he says 30 days, that means 30 complete days. Yeah. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar doesn't even argue in that case. Okay, if he said Haren in the last case of the Mishnah, Haren in Nazar Meya Yoim, he said 100 days, Venit Meyoim Meya, and he became Tommy on the 100th day. Soiser es hakol, the first Tana, as per usual, says you didn't make it to the end, you got to start all over again. Rabbi Elazar, you did make it to the end, you just didn't get around to the closing ceremony, and therefore, Ena Soiser el Shloshim, all you have to do is 30 days. Because you have to do another Nazirus, but you don't have to do 100. He also agrees he didn't make it to the end, but he says you don't need to do 100 again, you can only have to do 30 again. The Kula, and this whole discussion of the Mishnah says the Gemara Kitahavinan Ba'alibudarapoda Bar Masna. Like we said, refer back to the first parak when we discussed this whole Mishnah, according to Barpada and Rav Masna, when they argue about whether it was Stam Nazir, it was 29 or 30, though with this whole Mishnah, we tried to prove it both ways, and it ended up that each one could explain the Mishnah according to his Shita, whether it's Stam Nazir is 29 or 30, either way they were able to explain it. So the Gemara does not repeat that whole discussion again. Okay, that's that Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Misha Nozar Vahu Vesakforis. This guy was standing in the cemetery and he announces that he's going to be a Nozir. Yeah? So, now a Nozir is not allowed to go into a cemetery, but this guy was in the cemetery. So when is it going to start? What's going on here? Says the Mishnah, Afilu Hoya Sham Lamed Yoim, even if he spent the next 30 days in the cemetery, Ainin Oilin Loimin Aminyan, they don't count. Now, the word here, they don't count, is Lav Dafka, of course, it doesn't count, it's Tommy. Yeah, what it means is that the Nazirus didn't start yet, and therefore Ainin Mevi Karban Tuma. So the normal din is, if a Nazir became Tommy in the middle of his Nazirus, so he has to make himself Toher, bring Karbonis Tuma, and then start again. Yeah, but if he was Tomei before he even started, then that whole Tumah ceremony doesn't happen because it hasn't started yet. So that's what he means. Einim Evin Karban Tumah. He just waits till he's Tohoy and then he starts. So in other words, he hasn't started yet.
Yeah, which is the same thing as saying that if a guy's in the, he's a Tomei mess and during the 7 days that he's waiting to purify himself, since I'm a Nazir, then he doesn't start
until he's finished being Tomei. But it's the pshat is that he hasn't even. It's not like he starts and he immediately becomes Tomei. It's like he didn't even start yet, and therefore there's no din of Tumah of Korban Tumah here. Yotzev and Nichnas. We're not talking about the Mashkiach coming into the restaurant. Yotzev Nichnas. Travis is, he has picked up from the Yotzev Nichnas. Yotzev Nichnas. If he went out of the Beis HaKvaris and he went back in, so he went out and in. Yeah. So now, as soon as he went out, it started. Yeah. And Rashi points out that went out and became Tohor. So he went out for 7 days.
I was going to say, otherwise got, he'd have to...
Otherwise he's still Tomei anyway. It wouldn't make a difference. He went out.
Whether he meant nothing is thrown away or nothing tomorrow.
Well, it doesn't matter what he means. Let's say the assumption is it means as soon as possible. We have to discuss what as soon as possible mean. Yeah? As soon as possible means when he's Tohor. Yeah? Now, if he went out and made himself Tohor, so he got sprinkled from the Por Aduma, and now he's Tohor 7 days later, and then he went back into the cemetery, then olim min aminyan, then it counted that he started already, or maybe korban tuma. That's the normal case. Yeah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer loy boy bayoyim. It cannot be that if he went into the cemetery on the day that he started, on the day that he became tohor, he went immediately into the cemetery and he never even kept one day properly, then he doesn't bring the korban tuma. Why not? The din of a nazir who became tohor in the middle of his nazirus is that the days, the previous days, are cancelled.
This guy hasn't had any
previous days, so obviously it doesn't apply to him. He needs to have some previous days. If a guy never even kept one previous day and made himself tomei, there is no din of tiglachas atuma. That's what Rabbi Lezer says.
In other words, the question of Lezer Vagos is on the nose, so it starts immediately.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's in a funeral. House, there's a dead body, yeah. All of a sudden.
And he didn't get a day clear, then he doesn't have a tiglachas atuma. That's what he says, yeah.
So just become taller and start there.
Yeah, and that's right, exactly. Okay, says the Gemara, Itmar, we said, Misha Nozav Hu Besakvorois, somebody who is promised to be a Nozir and he's in the cemetery, Rabbi Yechanan Bar Nazirus Chalalov. Wow. Rabbi Yechanan says that the Nazirus is Chal. Oh, I'm sorry, this argument here is going to take it a step further. So clearly he cannot start his Nazirus while he's in the cemetery. The question is, does he become a Nazir at all? As Rabbi Yochanan says, he becomes a Nazir, and it's pending. Yeah, he announces that he's a Nazir. He can't start yet, so as soon as he gets himself into a state where he can start, then he's mechuyev to be a Nazir. So the Nazirus is Chal. Resh Lakish Omer, a Nazirus Chalalov. Resh Lakish says, no. Person makes a promise to be a Nazir while he's standing in the cemetery. He's just talking to Warren Bitali. Yeah, it doesn't count. Now, what's the debate over here? Rabbi Yechanan Omar Naziris Chala Alav Vasovar Mitla Talya Vekaima. When he said, I'm a Nazir while he's standing in the cemetery, that Naziris is pending. Talya means, yeah, it's hanging. It's suspense. He's got a suspended sentence. Good word. Yeah? Kevin Dimashka Chatara. And when the suspended sentence finds a Tohar guy to get onto, in other words, a guy became Tohar, Chayla. So he attaches himself in his chal. As soon as he becomes tor. Resh Lakish Amar Ein Naziris Chalalav. Resh Lakish says that Naziris doesn't take effect at all. Because only when he becomes tor, I Hodava Amar, if he then repeats himself, once he's tor and says, now remember how I wanted to be tor when I was in Besek Forest? Now I'm going to do the Naziris. Then it's Chalalayu. V'iloiloi. If he doesn't repeat himself and say, again, I'm going to be the Nazir, then it doesn't count. That what she said in the cemetery doesn't count. Okay, so clearly that doesn't seem to be like what our Mishnah said. So let's say the first question. Rabbi Yechon immediately asks, Rabbi Yechon asked the Kasha to Rish Lakish from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Misha Nazir who is a quarry, someone who made a promise to be a Nazir while he's standing in the cemetery, Afilu Hayasham Shloshim Yoim, even if he remains there for another 30 days, Ain Eden Lemin Aminion, it doesn't count. In other words, it hasn't started yet. V'yeinu maybe korban tuma, and he's not considered like someone who became tummy in the middle to bring the korban tuma. But what does that imply, says Rabbi Yochanan, as we would all have understood the Mishnah just reading it simply. Korban tuma hu delay maisi. He doesn't bring a korban tuma because he didn't become tummy in the middle of an Azirus. So that we can understand. But the fact that it should never start, it never should start at all, the Mishnah doesn't imply that. On the contrary, the Mishnah implies there's no korban tuma, and Ela Ula Min Aminyan means that doesn't count, but it will count when he starts the real one. Yeah? Is L'chaira not like Resh Lakish? Is Amar Lei, so Resh Lakish says to him, you mistranslated. When the Mishnah says that he doesn't bring a korban tuma, what he means is, Ein no b'teiras tuma, that he doesn't have any law to bring tumah because he's not a nazir. He doesn't have to worry about the tumah, and he never has the halachas of bringing a korban tumah because he's not a nazir. So that's how he interprets the pshat in the Mishnah.
So stam a nazir became a tumah meis,
yeah.
And the whole thing starts again.
Yeah.
So he's got his 7 days where he has to wait, to purify himself and bring a korban. Yeah. Is he allowed to drink wine during that time because the nazirus is cancelled?
Didn't we say before that he has to put up a 7 days in the state of
state of Tara.
That's the end. I'm saying here when the Zilus is cancelled. Does the Zilus cancel mean?
I don't know. I think I have to remind myself. I think that
this is, depends on the sort of reversion of the Shlomish to a certain extent.
Because
according to Rabbi Yochanan, you could also say, okay, the Zilus has a start, but don't drink wine, Lamashal, because you're in the Besak Vagas and you said the words.
I don't think there is such a thing. Nazirus is chal, but Nazirus is chal. Nazirus is chal.
So therefore, by extension, you'd say that once he became Tomei, you should be allowed to drink wine.
If he became Tomei, then Nazirus hasn't started yet, so he can drink wine.
Saying,
you mean even in the middle?
A stam nozer
became Tomei, so he cast the start again 7 days later. Can he drink wine during that time? Don't know, but what you're saying makes sense. That he should be able to. Right, I'll try to find out for homework. Okay, Esave, next question. Mishaya Tomei. Let's say he was Tomei, the Nazar, and he promised to be a Nazir. Is Osir Legaleach Velishtois Yayin? Then he is not allowed to have a haircut and drink wine in the Tomei Lamesim. That means he's already Tomei. Yeah, so what do you mean he's not allowed to become Tomei? Presumably it means he became Tomei and now he's a Nazir, so he can't become Tomei. If he did cut his hair or drink wine or become Tommy Mace, he gets Malkus. So what happened over here? When is he getting it? When he became Tommy, when he made the promise, he was already Tommy. So the Naziris definitely doesn't start while he's Tommy. Yeah, so when are you going to give him Malkus for becoming Tomei? Must be, he became Toher, and then it starts, and if he becomes Tomei again, then he gets Malkus. If you say that the Naziris takes effect later on, when as soon as he becomes Toher, therefore he's not allowed to become Tomei, and if he did, he gets Malkus. According to Reish Lakish, if he made a Naziris when he was Tomei, then Naziris doesn't take effect. The whole thing is just null and void. It's a Meister Vigas boy. Why should he get
Malkus for?
What's he getting Malkus for? Answers Reish Lakish, top of the page. Achal Mayaskinan beYotzev and Nichnas. That's talking about where he went out and he did start. And he said, I'm going to be, and as Reish Lakish says, Hadar. He said again at the end of the Tara, now I'm doing that Naziris that I promised. Then it takes effect and then he will need to get Malkus if he makes himself Tommy. To be continued tomorrow.